This is, and finally drank away her memory. Written by Scintilla 10, and recorded by Tipsy Kitty. Jo knows the splash of holy water in the drink trick like the back of her hand. Her mom's sworn by it all her life, and God knows it saved Jo's ass more than once. But the first time she lays eyes on Ruby, she doesn't get the chance to use it. Ruby walks into the bar where Jo works and smirks, flashing black eyes at Jo, dark and soulless and smoldering. She doesn't even give Jo the satisfaction of saying, "You're not welcome here, bitch." She just points at Jo and then herself and says, "Hunter? Demon. Okay? Okay. Now, how about a drink?" She settles herself on the bar stool with nonchalant confidence, as if Jo's hand isn't searching under the counter for her knife and a flask of holy water. Jo can't tear her eyes away for a second, even to glance at her other customers. Ruby's all sharp, glittering edges, and it makes her feel tense and shivery. But when Ruby blinks, her eyes are brown again, tough and assessing, normal-looking. "The fuck do you want?" Jo gets out. She doesn't take her hand off the holy water. "I could do with a drink," Ruby says. She grins. "But I'm actually here trying to save the pretty pale asses of the Winchester boys, and I could use some backup." Jo hasn't hunted in 2.5 weeks, and she's feeling the itch. Which is why, even though she knows it's stupid and reckless, she finds herself listening as Ruby lays out a plan of attack on a trio of demons that have caught Sam and Dean's trail. They're holed up in a house like a fortress, and Ruby wants to take them all out. It'd be pretty crazy to try to attempt that by yourself. It's crazy enough with two of them. But Jo likes it. It's deadly and dangerous, and it's got style. And she'd like the chance to see a demon killing her own kind. "They know what you're doing," Jo says, her eyes tracking the pattern Ruby's hands are making on the bar. "The Winchesters," Ruby says, a dismissal. In the end, it's messy and vicious, and Jo kind of loves it. The deep-boned, blood-pumping satisfaction of a successful hunt thrums through her body, the best kind of adrenaline kick. And she doesn't like to admit it, but she likes the extra spark that fires down her spine at the thought of Ruby at her back. It's dangerous and stupid, trusting a demon, but she can't help reveling in the thrill of it. It feels better than sunlight, than liquor, than sex, pouring through her veins and setting every single nerve alight. She kisses Ruby before they even make it into her apartment, both of them still covered in blood and sweat and dirt. Ruby makes a sound into her mouth, a gasp, a moan, a word, then bites at her lip and tugs her hair and leaves fingernail scratches on her shoulder blades. Her voice is a whiskey rasp in Jo's ear, an oath and a promise all at once. Jo's bathroom, when they finally stumble into it, is small and cramped, but Jo fucks Ruby against the shower stall anyway, her wet hair sticking to her face as she thumbs an insistent rhythm against Ruby's clit and catches Ruby's moans with her tongue. Ruby arches into her, digging purpling bruises into Jo's hips, and, when it's her turn, cups Jo's breast roughly in her palm, her hand slick on Jo's skin, and bites her throbbing pulse point sharp enough to draw blood. The blood washes away under the spray of the shower, swirling into the drain with pain and sweat and grime. When Jo opens her eyes, blinking water away, Ruby's eyes are hot and intense on hers. They're still brown, but Jo knows how easily that too could rinse away, fall into nothingness in the blink of an eye. The end.